I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Needy.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. And we always enjoy hearing from you. Remember, if you have questions, suggestions, just comments, or you want a recipe, be sure to let us know.
Oh, exactly, LaVon, because that really gives us excitement to know to plan the next show or beyond.
And we're always looking for ideas. You know, we go, well, what should we talk about this week?
Yes.
Yeah, what's happening? What's in terms of produce? What's in? Or what new recipe have you found? Mm-hmm. And so, yes, it just goes on, doesn't it?
Yes, and I enjoy every minute of it.
That's wonderful. And we hope people who are listening also enjoy. And, you know, and we've had those kind of comments. I like listening to you. You sound like you're having a good time.
Yes,
yeah, and
we certainly
are. We are, yes. Well, today we're going to talk about, I'm going to say we're going to talk about an animal.
We are. It's about a zebra. And this baked product looks very much like the colored stripes of a zebra. It's called a zebra snack cake. Now, LaVon, how do you suppose this might look?
Well, I'm thinking it has to have some dark, maybe chocolate with some white in between.
Exactly. That it does. And, of course, we can see dual colors like that in a marble cake, for instance. Perhaps you've used chocolate batter and vanilla batter and then dollop chocolate batter onto the vanilla as it's in the cake pan and taken a knife and swirled it.
Yeah,
and makes
but this is layered.
This is layered.
This sounds very difficult.
Oh, and that's the beauty of it. It isn't. It's a single layer, but I'm calling a snack cake, and to me it's with that idea in mind, it's more like a pudding cake. This cake is made with oil and whole milk, and so the texture of it is going to be a little heavier, but yet the finished texture. But yet, when it's made, the batter is liquid enough that the stripes can be made very easily. Now, there's a secret to making these
there
stripes.
There has to be. If you say it's easy, there has to be a secret.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we're going to share the secret.
Yes, yes, I am. And the recipe for this zebra snack cake will be posted on our website at kjan.com. Or if you don't have computer access, just call us at the radio station, and we'd be more than happy to send that recipe to you. Now, the zebra cake, the whole trick behind it, is how that batter is poured into the pan. So I've started out with the recipe. We're making just combining basic cake ingredients together. But then that's where we start dividing things out. I have a 2-cup glass measuring cup because it had a spout on it. I have two of those. So in one of those glass measuring cups, I had white batter. In the other one, I added cocoa. And actually, whenever I make something chocolate, I add a little espresso powder because I think it intensifies the chocolate flavor. That's an optional ingredient if you have it or not. But we're talking basically about chocolate and vanilla. Like you said, in order to make these stripes, we need color contrast. The cake, a 9-inch cake layer pan is greased and floured, and that can be easily accomplished by using nonstick baking spray with flour in it. Or if you are unable to find that or don't have it, there's always the grease the pan, the sides and the bottom, and then dust it with flour and then shake out that extra flour.
When you're baking something chocolate, do you add a little cocoa to the flour?
I never do, but I mean, as far as dusting the
right.
pan, I don't, but because I have not had the problem where I get white sides when I take it out, but I know that's something that can be done to help get a chocolate look to it. All right, we've got these two measuring cups of batter. The key is to pour this batter a little bit at a time, not just anywhere in the pan. It has to be in the middle of the pan. So I took a measuring cup and I poured a little bit of white batter. Then right in the center of that white batter, I went bloop with the measuring cup that had the chocolate batter, and just keep doing that until all my batter was gone. Because what happens, it's almost magical, when that new batter is added to the center of the pan, it pushes out to the outside of the pan the batter that was there ahead of it. So if you started out with a white batter, added chocolate, that chocolate batter ends up pushing the white batter out. Add some more white batter to the center of the pan, that pushes the chocolate batter out. And I don't know how many.
I was just going to ask, how many times did you have
to
pour?
How many layers that I had of it, but I'd say I probably had a good 16 to 18 to 20 layers. And they definitely did look like zebra stripes.
When you said you put a little bloop, you meant a little one.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's it's just an individual preference. And if all of your stripes don't turn out the same thickness, not a problem.
Well, that's true. Zebras aren't, they don't have even stripes either.
Yes, you can make this your own. And maybe you only want six stripes altogether. Well, then add the batter accordingly. But the secret is pour the batter in the inside, right in the middle, of that cake pan.
Amazing.
And it is. And it's so fun to watch. I love doing it. I've done that with cheesecake before, and that it's just really fun. It looks like a bullseye then when you slice into it. And same way with this, except many multiple layers.
So this would be a really fun thing to do with kids in the kitchen, and they can help do the little blue. You might, you know, I'm thinking with kids, maybe you want to use a spoon rather than pouring.
True. It
depends on, you know, the manual dexterity of kids and of us.
Yes.
Of how much is going to go in there. But knowing that it's a small amount.
And there's never something that's going to turn out to be a mess, because it's just however you create it and design it. If you have little artists in your family, they will love doing this, not only in doing the process themselves, but as the cake, after the cake is baked and then slicing into it, they'll just be so excited to see all those little layers inside the cake. This cake could be frosted, but where it's a pudding cake, I didn't want frosting with it. I ended up just putting a dusting of powdered sugar on top of it. You could swizzle it with chocolate on top, or melt some chocolate candy melts and swizzle that on the top, whatever you'd want to do. But there's certainly even no need to do anything. It's just all about the cake is really what it is.
Well, you start out saying this, it does have quite a bit of moisture in terms of the eggs and the oil.
Mm-hmm.
And so combined with the chocolate and the white you're making my mouth water.
Well, and the fun thing, too, about this is the flavors can be varied. Perhaps you want a chocolate mint. Maybe you want to add a little mint extract to that, or an almond.
Or how about in the white one, you add a little strawberry or something like that?
Oh, yes. You could certainly do that. Or raspberry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Well, I did add in my white batter, rather than just the vanilla, I added some almond extract too, because I wanted to bring out that, add some almond flavor to that with the chocolate. And one thing I noticed is that I put in a teaspoon and a half of almond extract. And when I took my first bite of a sample, I thought, ooh, I can really taste a lot of almond. But interestingly enough, as it sat, as the cake matured, you might say, or the next day or so, the almond flavor started to dissipate in it. And I use almond extract. And I thought, well, that's really crazy that that would do that. But that just happened to be my experience with it. But in someone else's family, the cake may not stay around long enough notice that.
But with many foods, the flavors do change as they set and spread through. And that's true, like potato salad. What's better than potato salad that's set for a while?
Sure.
Some that really
chili.
Really, yes. Mm-hmm. So those flavors get to meld a little bit, and evidently with this cake that's also true.
Yes. But very fun to do this, and again, it's not so much about the flavors as it is about the appearance and the just the fun party atmosphere that it has, because it's so very different.
You know, saying fun, this would be a fun birthday cake, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Kind of like a surprise inside.
Yes. And one thing I have noticed in the supermarket, in the baking aisle, that there is a cake mix recipe to make, I think they call it maybe a tiger cake.
Ah.
But it's made along the same philosophy. So if you don't really want to make a cake from scratch, you could purchase one of these mixes and then just
try
the experience
out,
of doing
And that's what it's all about, basically, is the experience. And then, you know, in most cases, it's going to turn out tasting good, and that's good, too. But that experience is the really important part. Do you, just real quickly, do you use an electric mixer when you're making cake?
I do.
Okay.
Yes. This, it's just faster for me. I don't put it on high speed, although if it requires to incorporate sugar into butter at the step of the creaming process, yes, I will certainly use a mixer and make sure that I cream that mixture long enough so that there is enough air incorporated input.
That's something we could talk about again, because that is a really important step in some mm-hmm. products. Mm-hmm. So,
well,
try being an animal. Try zebra cake.
Oh, and if you are interested in the recipe, please go to our website at kjn.com. I will also have posted pictures there so you can see the step-by-step process if you're a little baffled about how this all works. If you do not have computer access, please give us a call at KJN, and we'd love to send this recipe to you. And please let us know if you've tried this, how it all turns out. That's what kind of keeps us going as well. So remember, go make some fond family memories in the kitchen.